10 to 12 year olds, $15 for 6 to 9 year olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, April the 8th, Colorado 80534. See you at Passover. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Good morning. This is Dr. Dan here on the American Freedom Network, and it's going to be open line, so if you'd like to call in, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. But in the meantime, until you do call, we'd like to know what you are thinking or what you'd like to talk about. Well, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in the Near East and in the Middle East today, because you really can't understand anything going on over there unless you understand that you always want to control the opposition. You want an opposition, a controlled opposition, so you can mold the outcome of the confrontation. Now, today, of course, we see tremendous unrest. We see demonstrations all throughout the Muslim world. Certainly, Turkey moved from the pro-Western camp back in the year 2002, and it moved to the radical Muslim camp. Now, what's the significance of that? Well, Turkey is organizing or reconstituting the Ottoman Empire. And that's the whole idea, is to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire. And they're already recruiting the Kazakhstan and Turkestan and Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan and all the various Dan countries, Muslim. But they're mobilizing them and bringing them into this radical Islamic movement. The same thing is going to happen with Egypt and certainly with Tunisia, which already now have been so-called liberated. They're going to have their elections, and sooner or later the Muslim Brotherhood is going to take over those places. The reason, of course, that the United States is attacking Libya today is not to protect the civilians there. It's simply to replace Gaddafi, and we will bring the Muslim Brotherhood to power there. Why would the United States be interested in bringing the Muslim Brotherhood to power? Why, you want a controlled opposition. And for those of you who don't understand what I'm talking about, we have a wonderful book. It's called The Devil's Game. It was written some years ago, but it goes into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood, this radical Islamic movement, which began in 1928, funded by MI6. Why would British intelligence fund a radical movement? Well, very simply, following World War One, why England and France divided the Near East and the Middle East between the two victorious allies, and they established all sorts of incredible political divisions. They cut Kurdistan into three parts, and they put one in Turkey and one in Iran and one in Iraq. Iraq, they piecemeal together three disparate tribes, the Kurds, the Shia Muslims, and the Sunni Muslims. Why? So they would always be unstable. So that they would have to have a dictator, and of course England or France would control the dictator. And if he got out of line, they'd simply assassinate him and put in another dictator. But they would always be able to control that region of the world. And so they created all of these artificial countries. Many of them didn't exist before so that they could have warring factions so they could so they control them. And then to control the warring factions over there, they created an opposition, and that was the Muslim Brotherhood. So you would have the dictator of, say, of Iraq, and he'd be trying to control his country. Then he'd have to contend with the Muslim Brotherhood, which had constantly been trying to overthrow him. And this is why, for instance, the CIA working with the Mossad, which has always been an extension of the CIA, created Hamas, this radical Islamic group in the Palestinian area, so that basically that would be a counter to the legitimate Palestinians, and you would have the Palestinians were suddenly were more or less secular. They wanted a Palestinian state. So you set up this radical Islamic movement so you could play that against a legitimate government. That's how the game is played. But basically, of course, there's a much bigger picture, and you can't understand it unless you understand Scripture. And that, of course, is there's going to be have to be this major reconstitution of the Ottoman Empire. And I believe out of that is going to come this group, this powerful group that is going to move against Israel in the not-too-distant future. Now, basically, you go into the background of a man named Gulen. Who is the richest man in America? Why, of course, if you're halfway literate, you know that it's Bill Gates, or is it Warren Buffett? I think it's Bill Gates now. He's the wealthiest man in America. And if you believe that, you've been reading Time magazine and Newsweek magazine and the New York Times too long. The richest man in America is named Gulen. G-U-L-E-N. He's a man with a third grade education created by the CIA, funded to the neighborhood of well over $50 billion. He lives in Pennsylvania. He was expelled from Turkey in the late 1990s because of his subversive activities trying to overthrow the government that had controlled Turkey since the time of Ataturk. Following World War One, where, of course, Turkey was actually a secular nation. People were primarily Muslim, but it did not have, you know, the strict Sharia law. People could be free. It was advanced. It was the most westernized and progressive of all the nations in that part of the world. And certainly the military leaders there wanted to bring so the Turkey aligned with Europe, so it would advance technically and economically. But, of course, the CIA didn't want that. They wanted Turkey to reconstitute the Muslim Empire. And so using the money they were able to get from the drug trade throughout the world, because the CIA is the major instigator of the drug trade throughout the world. And if that sounds strange to you, fortunately, you have the internet. You go up and check what I'm saying. Everybody in the world knows the CIA is the primary force behind the CIA, except the American people. Our telephone number, 1-877-254-7.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Here at the American Freedom Network, and our telephone number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Under these circumstances, Mr. Gulen was expelled from Turkey in the late 1990s because of his subversive activities over there trying to topple the Turkish government. And of course, he wanted to come to the United States, set up his operation, so he could work from here to destabilize the Near East and the Middle East, and to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire. Well, when he tried to come to the United States, apply for permanent residence, the office of the counterpart of the Office of Homeland Security said he opposed his coming to the United States. And certain people in the FBI opposed his coming here. But the agents of the CIA, and about 20 of them, testified what a wonderful man he was. Certainly an educational leader. Here's a man with a third-grade education, hardly literate at all, but he's praised as a great educational leader, and of course he's an educational leader. He's funding Madras schools, indoctrinating people in this radical form of Islam, thousands of them. Oh, of course, with CIA money, and because the CIA is behind this effort to radicalize Islam. Now, when you understand that, it all makes sense. I mean, how could we have a war with the Muslim world unless we have a Muslim entity over there? And, of course, you want to create your opposition. You want to control your opposition. And, of course, what we are doing is fomenting a return to this radical form of Islam. That's, of course, what we did in Afghanistan and during the Pakistani war, probably during the Afghan war. We recruited Muslim warriors throughout the world and indoctrinated them in this radical form of Islam. USAID spent $51 million. And we, if you want to document this, we can provide the information for you. We have the article out of the Washington Post talking about. It's called the ABCs of Jihad, how USAID, United States Agency for National Development, spent $51 million American tax dollars on textbooks that trained young Muslims, students, in this radical form of Islam. I mean, there was no radical Islam until the CIA and these MI6 and USAID began pushing this, other than, of course, the small Muslim Brotherhood and the Wahhabis in Saudi Arabia. They were the only remnants of this radical form of Islam that dated back to the time of Muhammad, where we wanted jihad to take over the world. But, of course, it was reintroduced by our agencies. Why? Because they wanted a radical form of Islam. That's what it's all about in long-term planning. Well, that, of course, was the part that Gulen was to blame. And Gulen then was admitted to the United States. Now, all of this is covered in the writings of Dr. Paul Williams, who's a frequent guest on our program. And you want to go up on the Internet and look up Dr. Paul Williams, Gulen. He's written extensively on Gulen. Nobody else will touch him. Why? Because they don't want the American people to know that Gulen is organizing this radical form of Islam, not only, of course, over in the Near East and the Middle East. He's also doing it here in the United States, where he has over 160 radical schools. They're set up as charter schools, so that, ladies and gentlemen, you pay for it, and these young people then are taken into the schools where they are indoctrinated with this radical form of Islam. They're introduced to the Turkish language, the Turkish religion, and the radical beliefs, you know, of the importance of jihad, and, of course, this whole reconstitution of the Ottoman Empire. This is taking place today here in the United States in the charter schools that Gulen has set up. Now, nobody in the contemporary media will cover this. Why? Because you're not supposed to know this. I mean, what you read and hear and see is controlled by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. And the last thing they want the American people to understand is that we are creating the best enemy money can buy in preparation for the next great war, which is going to take place between the West and, of course, the reconstituted Ottoman Empire. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. And I think you're going to see the dominoes falling. You've already seen Lebanon go. Turkey actually went in 2002. I joined the radical Muslim movement in 2003. It became overt simply last year, but it's been fomenting all this time. It was the first time you really saw the break between Turkey and Israel, which was really, in essence, a break between Turkey and the United States. But now Turkey is increasingly going on its own and, of course, beginning to foment leadership of the reconstituted Ottoman Empire. And, of course, we've seen that Lebanon is gone, Egypt is gone, Tunisia is gone. It's only a matter of time before Gaddafi falls. I mean, after all, when the combined military might of England and France and the United States goes over there, and of course, we're only over there, you know, simply instituting a no-flight zone so that the civilians aren't slaughtered there by the wicked Gaddafi, who incidentally we've kept in power for the last 40 years. At one time, the Tunisian Air Force wanted to overthrow Gaddafi, and they contacted the United States and let them know what they're going to do. And the next thing we know, why, of course, Gaddafi knows the identity of all the military officers, and they're all arrested and tortured to death along with their families. That's the same thing we did to keep Saddam in power. And if you want to know the story of what happened in Iraq, it's told in a book we carry called See No Evil. See No Evil by Robert Baer, who is a CIA agent operating in Kurdistan, part of Iraq, but protected part of Iraq all during the 1990s. And as he said, he never met an Iraqi who didn't believe that the American government was keeping Saddam Hussein in power. Why? Because everybody knew that the Iraq military had tried to overthrow Saddam, but when they contacted the Americans and told the Americans what they were going to do, the Americans called Saddam, the Iraqi military officers were arrested and tortured to death, and their families were tortured to death, and that happened actually again, not once, it happened again the second time when Robert Byrd was there, and basically he had actually reported to the State Department, and then the State Department reported to Saddam. So it happened twice during the 1990s when the Iraqi military wanted to overthrow Saddam, and of course we wouldn't let them. We were operating on a timetable. And just, I can remember 20, 25 years ago, I've tried to look it up. I can't document it on the Internet, but I do remember, 25 years or so ago, when the Tunisian military wanted to overthrow Gaddafi. And, of course, we were keeping Gaddafi in power. Well, now the time has come to displace Gaddafi. Everything is on a timetable. They know what is happening. They're going step by step, methodically, and we'll soon see, I'm sure, the demise of Algeria and Morocco and certainly Yemen and Somalia and Jordan. And they're all going to be, I feel, incorporated into this reconstituted Ottoman Empire in preparation for the coming Great War involving the United States and Israel. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. And I did a wonderful interview last night with Joe Schimmel. I don't know if you know Pastor Joe Schimmel. He's certainly one of my favorite people's favorite guests. And he is the man who put together the DVD. They sold their souls for rock and roll. But we got in, didn't talk about that last night. We talked about a Bible study he's been doing on the coming Great War. And he had come from studying the scriptures to the same conclusion that I've come from studying the politics. And it was fascinating as we talked. And you can actually listen to that program. It's posted at my website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. You'll certainly want to go there. You'll want to watch it. You'll want to certainly verify the story I'm telling you. But basically what Pastor Schimmel has come to the conclusion that there's going to be this Great War between the United States and Israel on one side and the Roman reconstituted Ottoman Empire on the other. And, of course, what they talk about is a new world Muslim order, or the new world order of the Muslim world. And this is what they're planning on. They want the Muslims to dominate the world, and Sydney. Now, it's not going to happen, or at least it's not going to happen in that form for the time being, but of course everything points to the fact that the Antichrist is going to come out of the Muslim world, and everything points to the fact that there's going to be this great war coming. And in fact, we're doing everything we can to build up the Ottoman Empire, this radical form of of Muslims' belief. Mr. Gulen, with the help of the CIA and probably directly financed with the ill-gotten proceeds that come from the poppy fields of Afghanistan. I mean, why do you think our troops are there guarding the poppy fields? I mean, when the wicked Taliban were in power, why, they destroyed the poppy fields. Now the Americans are there. Why, of course, Afghanistan once again has been the major source of opium that is destroying lives of people throughout the world. Why would we be doing that? Oh, well, we have to guard the poppy fields. If we didn't, why, of course, the Taliban would destroy them. And how would the farmers make a living? After all, we've got to have the farmers making a living. Who could be against farmers making a living? And we want them to be happy with us, and that's why we're guarding the poppy fields. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe all of the sophistry that they utilize, understand the CIA is the major source of drugs, throughout the world. And on one hand, we have the CIA promoting the drug culture and promoting the dissemination of drugs. On the other hand, America is warring, is waging a dramatic war on drugs, and that's why we have so many people in prison, because we're against drugs. Does that make sense? No. Most of what's going on in the world doesn't make sense unless you understand that today, one in every 33 Americans, adults, is in prison, probation, or parole, and many of them are there because of drugs that were brought into this country by the CIA. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call, 877-254-7524.
Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley, salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniform people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
And back here, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. One of the hardest things for the average American to accept is that the Central Intelligence Agency, not the whole Central Intelligence Agency, but simply one part of it, is involved in these nefarious activities we've talked to you about. But remember, the CIA, as with so many things in government, is tightly compartmentalized, and one area of the CIA has no idea what other parts are doing. And there has always been, with certain components of intelligence agencies, people working for the dark sides. In fact, some of the most interesting research on this Brotherhood of Darkness that I talk about has come out of the intelligence agencies. And people who've worked there for years tried to understand, saw what was going on, and didn't understand it. In fact, Charlotte Isabey, our good friend Charlotte Isabey, was in touch with a small group of retired CIA officials who many years ago set out to try to figure out what's going on, and they began collecting books on the occult. And basically they got together a library of occult books that showed how everything as far as American foreign policy was related to these secret occult organizations and their desire for world government. And when they got older, they retired, and they gave her the books. And actually those are incorporated. They're available on her website. Right along with CRISPR, she has the Reese Committee report, and you get that from her. You get a CD-ROM, I think it's $50, and it has all of these books and the manuscripts for them. You see, people have been writing about these things for years. The books never get circulated, or if they do get circulated, only in limited numbers, because the other side controls the major media outlets. They went around and they bought up all the major publishers. And, of course, as new publishers came on board, they either bribed them or threatened them, or they simply they purchased them. And, of course, you put up enough money, a lot of people will sell their publishing house. I mean, we saw AOL, I think it was AOL, somebody just bought the Huffington Post, Adriana Huffington's Internet site, for $315 million. Why would you put out that amount of information? Why? Because the Huffington Post was putting out some things that were truthful, and they had a large following, and you wanted to silence them. I mean, they offered Alex Jones a tremendous amount of money, and he just told them he wasn't for sale. They did the same thing with Jesse Ventura. They MSNBC was going to give him his own television program, when he got there, after taking his down payment of some $2 million, they began telling him what he wouldn't talk about, and he just said sayonara, and he just walked out on them. In other words, he would not compromise his principles for money. Most people would. Elliot Spitzer, former governor of New York, of course, he was trying to get the information out as to the true cause of the financial collapse, and he pointed out that all 50 state attorney generals knew it by 2002 or 2003 that the policies which were being followed by the banking industry with irresponsible loans, giving out loans, home loans to people who could never possibly repay them. These loan practices were underway. And all of the 50 state attorney generals wanted to intervene. And, of course, the Bush administration said, you can't intervene. Well, Elliot Spitzer started writing stories about that. And immediately he's investigated by the FBI. They find out he's having affairs with prostitutes. The FBI leaks the story. Why is the FBI leaking a story about it? Spitzer's having an affair with a prostitute? Because then the issue is no longer the federal government planning on collapsing our economy and collapsing the housing market. The Bush administration knows what they're doing, but what a terrible guy Elliot Spitzer is. And then, after he's forced to resign from governor, they buy his support. They give him a television program. And now Elliot Spitzer is working for the establishment, no longer trying to expose the corruption. He's been purchased, bought and purchased. His policies and what he says is what he's supposed to say, and he's never going to talk about what's really important. Now, of course, they couldn't buy Alex. They couldn't buy Jesse Ventura. There's a fellow who's written extensively about the Bilderbergers, and he, in his second book on the Bilderbergers, he tells how a couple of men came to him one day, and they said, you know, we represent the Bilderbergers, and we represent the people you're writing these books against, and we would like you to stop writing, and we have a check here for you. And they gave him a check, and he said, he looked at the check and said, there's no sum listed. And they said, you fill it in for whatever sum of money you want. Well, he gave him back the check. He said, I will continue writing about the Bilderbergers. Now, that's a very dangerous thing to do when they've tried to buy you off, because it could result in your early demise. You could have a heart attack. You could, your plane could crash. These people are ruthless. They kill people all the time, or devise some means of eliminating their influence, as they did with Larry McDonald, Congressman Larry McDonald, as they did with certainly the Congressman Hale Boggs, who was on the Warren Commission, who didn't believe the Warren Commission, who wanted to write a minority report and get the truth out about the fact that Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone gunman. And then, well, he made the mistake of flying in a small plane. But the plane didn't crash. It simply it went down. Well, I suppose it did crash, but everybody survived, except that the FBI blocked sending help for them, and they all died of exposure, expecting that the rescue planes were going to arrive, because, of course, they were getting the message through, identifying where they were. But the FBI blocked any help getting to Hale Boggs, and, of course, the man who was with him in the plane was Nick Begich's father. Nick Begich wrote the book Angels Don't Play This Harp. And he tells, of course, eventually they were able to tell, to identify what happened to their father through Freedom of Information Act requests. They found out the FBI knew exactly where Hale Boggs was. But you see, he was a threat. The last thing they could have is the American people realize that that Lee Harvey Oswald wasn't the lone gunman, that JFK was assassinated by a controlled assassination plot, and the FBI wasn't there to expose it was there to conceal it. And just as they conceal so many things today, they conceal the fact that the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs in the world. Well, give us a call, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and we'll be back.
Carpet Magic in Greeley urges listeners, please support the hospitals in our area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. This message from Carpet Magic in Greeley. Call 970-339-3599. Reminding everyone, life is the most precious gift you can give. So please, donate blood today. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations, or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
I can be the Bed Bank at the telephone number 877-254-7524. The things I'm talking about are things you're never going to hear discussed in the controlled media because the media is tightly controlled. Oh, occasionally the information will get out on the major channel, might be mentioned for one day. And then, of course, it'll certainly be, ridiculed. And, in fact, I've got to stop watching late night humor. I was watching, we have a caller. Who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Hello, this is Charles from Colorado.
Hi, Charles. What part of Colorado are you calling from?
Right outside of Boulder, Colorado.
Sure, glad to have you with us. What would you like to talk about?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for your programming. I listen to you every day, and it's one of the only, relevant news that I can count on. And every day you just give me a better understanding of the world that we live in, and it gives me more confidence and comfort. Being able to understand, I think, what's going on. And I just wanted to thank you for that. You're inspiring a new generation of people. I'm a young man, and, it's changed my life, and I really appreciate it.
Well, that's gratifying to me because I'm an old man, and I'm not going to be around much longer. But if you understand, then you can begin to teach others. That's what it's all about.
Sure, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, and I would just encourage anybody they're listening to just to keep trying to, as you say, inform and educate people, because that's the only really the only leg we have left to stand on, I guess.
Have you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or do you know the story?
I have not read it. I would like to order it. If I could talk to somebody maybe off the air, I would order it right now.
Well, it's 800-544-8927. If you don't want to put the money out, you can watch the talk on my website at RadioLiberty.com, and you have to sit there for 2 hours and hear me talking. But, of course, the advantage of the book is you have all the documentation, so you can actually check the various facts out. But there's so much more information that you need to have, but you need to understand the spiritual aspects of everything going on. That's our real underlying message. In fact, we've got this great new website called The Story of Jesus, put up by a gentleman very well-to-do who doesn't accept any donations for his website, doesn't advertise, doesn't sell anything. All he wants to do is get out the greatest story ever told, and it is the greatest story ever told, simply the story of the life of Jesus. We're pretty pleased to have the opportunity to put that up on our website today, and then another website, How Do You Know You're Saved? Right now, at this time in the history of our nation, we need to reach as many people as we can with the Christian message, because the only thing that could possibly save America would be a spiritual revival. But I appreciate the fact that you're listening, and if you get others to listen, or you can get the information yourself and then pass it on, because what is taking place today in the Near East and the Middle East is the most remarkable thing, as you see them reconstituting the Ottoman Empire. And once you understand what's going on, then it all makes sense. And, of course, key to this whole thing is the writings of Dr. Paul Williams. Of course, some of the other things we talk about. But I'm grateful to him for pointing out the story of Gulen, and, of course, what Gulen is doing and Gulen's connection with the CIA. And even the hearings, actually, when Gulen was trying to get permanent residency here, are all posted on the Internet. Thank goodness for the Internet, so you can check the stories out and demonstrate to yourself that I'm telling you the truth.
I agree, and I really respect what you're doing, and I will heed your advice and read your book, and just keep up the good work.
God bless you, and thanks so much for calling. You've made my day.
Thank you very much. You make mine on a regular basis. Take care.
God bless. Okay, well, again, my number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. I'd like to know what you think. If there's something you'd like to talk about, we still have a few minutes of the program. And, of course, on these, if we... when you have open lines and nobody calls, why, you're sometimes hard-pressed to try to keep the conversation going when you're not conversing with somebody. But anyway, of course, these are exciting times. I mean, I've been around for a long time. The longer I live, the more I'm convinced that God does work in the affairs of men, and I'm amazed how he's been able to keep our ministry going, and as you know, we have over 60 outlets every week where somebody in America, people have an opportunity to hear the truth, and certainly in combination with what our other friends are doing, Alex Jones and Joyce Riley and other people who've taken the effort and to get onto a talk radio. I mean, some of the talk radio certainly is there only to lead you away from the truth, but we've got some great people out there who are doing a great job getting information out. But unless you address it from the spiritual point of view as well as from what's going on politically, a lot of these things just don't make sense. And remember, there's an organized effort to play your emotions, to keep you from being able to see what's really happening. And right now, of course, we're seeing the destruction of the value of our currency. What's happening is not by accident. You're going to see inflation this year, probably, according to Bob Chapman, about 14% inflation this year, 20 to 30% inflation next year, and after that, maybe 50%. And this is how they're going to destroy the value of your life savings. And, of course, going to impoverish the American people, because that's really what they intend to do. How do I know that? Because Richard Haass, president of the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, said that in his article in Foreign Affairs magazine, November, December 2010. Yep, that publication, Foreign Affairs magazine, November, December 2010. Read it through. Article by Richard Haass. And he will tell you about the austerity.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. That all men are created equal. That they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom
Good Sabbath.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We are not a tax-exempt organization. We are maybe a nonprofit, but that's because we don't make a profit. But as such, we are not tax-exempt, because I want to be able to tell you what I believe. But if you would like to support us, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927, and we'd love to welcome you into the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And as I mentioned earlier, we do have 60 outlets across America every week. It's an expensive proposition to keep this all together, but if you're in a position to help, why, we would love to hear from you. So, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You get our four best tapes or CDs of the month. You get our monthly newsletter. But more than that, you'll be helping us keep the truth getting out across America on a regular basis. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that you'll read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, that you'll get the talks on the forbidden secret, the dark secret, and the syllabuses that go with both of them. We have a great number of CDs and tape sets and things we put out. We have a great new two-volume series on each one with four or CDs. Talks given by Dr. Dennis Cuddy on the Illuminati, Part 1, Part 2. It's the best thing available, best thing I've ever heard. Dr. Cuddy is certainly a meticulous researcher, and if he says it, you can bet your life that it's true. So that's the two CD sets on the Illuminati. We're not putting it out, I don't think, in tape. I think it'll just be on CDs, but you can get part one if you like it. Get part two, but you'll find it fascinating to understand the background of this secret society. Does it exist today? Well, certainly the ideas it was founded on exist today. Dr. Kennedy and I did liberate something called the American extension of the Clintonian Illuminati. It's available through Radio Liberty, although somebody bought a copy from us and put it up on the Internet, but it was written about 1802 about the Illuminati as it existed in the United States at that time. But the ideas of the Illuminati, the idea of certainly gaining control of the media, of controlling the masses, of moving towards this one world government, one world, destroying the existing religion. I mean, these forces are at work today. That's why they took God and prayer and the Bible out of our schools. It's all right to teach the Muslim faith in our schools, but don't you dare even mention God in our schools today. Why? Because they want to destroy Christianity. They want to destroy patriotism. They want to destroy our belief in the family. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. And, of course, mankind being basically sinful will, of course, join in. It's wonderful to be able to flaunt a tradition and have all the sex you want and drugs you want and wild parties, but there are prices to pay for all of these things. And that's why we have epidemics. Sexually transmitted disease, have our heritage end up in a forced 20% of our children are born out of wedlock. But, well, till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord do it.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each